world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, I'm what am I?
You're General. You almost said General.
No, I didn't. I'm General Galen Shaw. That's Bud Dickman that just said, you know, whatever he said.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Robert Leonard. Here's Phil Henry.
Nice, General. That was,
What was that about?
I don't know. I forgot to say General. I know how to say the word General, but somehow it came out General.
I know. I saw a movie one time. It was a war movie, and the guy goes, "Hey, General."
Yeah, that's the German, though. Don't confuse me with a German in World War II. God damn.
No one's doing that. But you did say General, so.
Yeah, I did. Maybe I did it just to... I don't know why I did it.
Are you all right?
Don't feel my forehead. God, if you want to feel something, I'm only kidding.
You dirty old...
Wait a minute now. Let's not start the show off with violence. What happened before we got on the air, and we'll be talking with Steve Bozell here in moments, Phil was in the kitchen here at the El Pacifico studio chopping up a jalapeno pepper, Phil.
Yeah, are you going to...
Yeah, you can tell him why.
I'm handing it off to him.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was chopping up a jalapeno to see if what Steve Bozell had told us was true, and that is that Steve was chopping up jalapeno peppers at his home today to, I guess, do what we're doing, right, Margaret?
Well, Steve wants to put the jalapenos into a bottle of tequila because you've been talking about it ad nauseum.
Yeah, Phil, I mean, that's your big thing, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't take responsibility for some guy chopping up
tequila.
Chopping up jalapeno peppers, getting that stuff all over his fingers, and then complaining to me that when he goes to go to the bathroom...
Yeah, he held it, man.
Yeah. And it burned. God damn it, burned.
Oh, for God's sake. This juvenile stuff...
It's not juvenile. We're going to get him on the air right now. Stephen Bozell in Corona, California, talking to us from... what is it? Swern's Gym? Is that where you are, Steve?
Yeah, I'm over at Swern's right now. I was going to go to Gold's Gym, but I realized they changed the name to Swern.
Do you have a Gold's Gym there?
Not in Corona, no. We had a Gold's Gym and a Gold's Gym, a G-O-A-L, and they could not approximate it enough to Gold's.
What, they've been trying to fool people?
Say it again?
Were they trying to fool people?
I don't know. I don't want to comment on that. All I know is that they had a Gold, you know.
Go-go?
No, it was...
All right, let's, if we can, stick to the point.
I'm just telling you, I'm at the gym right now. I'm at Swern's.
All right, so Swern's used to be Gull's Gym.
It used to be Gull's, G-O-A-L. Gull's Gym was a place down the street to try to capitalize on the fact that Gull's Gym sounded like Gull's Gym, is all I can tell you.
So in other words, they got all these people that are trying to make it sound like they had a Gull's Gym in Corona, and they don't.
That's there you go. Thank you. As you used to say, Phil, give the man a cigar.
I still say it. And actually, that's the General's. That
was my line that everybody's stolen.
All right, well... So I'm over it, but this is Swern's, and Swern's is owned by Beaver Swern, who's been a long time...
Beaver Swern? What kind of a name is that?
Well, it's a nickname. He got it from when his parents liked that show, Leave It to the Beaver.
And, Leave It to Beaver.
Yes, and that's a nickname he had. His real name is... What's Beaver's name, anyway? Hey, Tony, what's Beaver's real name?
Dutch.
What's his real name, though, man? Dutch is another nickname. James. Okay, it's Jim... Jim Swern. Jim Swern opened up Swern's Gym. Gulls was here, and I don't know what happened, but he decided to be distinct from all of that.
Yeah, so he made a good decision since everybody was trying to sound like they were Gold's Gym.
Yeah, he decided to just go with Swern's Gym. It's his name, Beaver Swern. But we call him Beaver. I don't know.
That's funny. You know, of all of the people that have been born since that television show was on the air, I don't know of anybody named the Beaver.
No, his nickname is Beaver. It's not the Beaver. His nickname is Beaver Swern. The Beaver. Tony LaPaletta had to nickname the Beaver, didn't he?
Yeah,
a couple of weeks he did. Please never grab the phone from on the air right now on the Phil Henry Show. So Tony LaPaletta, they called him the Beaver. But Beaver Swern.
So there's the Beaver, Tony LaPaletta.
No, it's the Beaver. It'd be Tony the Beaver LaPaletta or Beaver Swern.
All right, I think I got it, and I think I need to move on.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so we're here talking with you today, Steve, about your efforts at putting jalapeno peppers into a bottle of I Want to Finish, all right?
Yeah, but Ms. Gray,
I Want to Finish.
Let her finish, bud.
But she's going to be all critical.
I'm going to ask some questions.
I mean, you can ask me. I cut up a half a dozen jalapeno peppers as per Phil Henry's suggestion that he put into a bottle of Coraleo tequila. Isn't that right, Mr. Henry?
That's right, and I didn't suggest that anybody else do it. I want the record to show that.
Well,
Well, that's a little chicken, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. Ennis, you know that the fans out there are going to want to do the things what you do.
Bud put it accurately, however more dumb-acidly.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that just because I said I did it doesn't mean you have to do it.
Well, I listen to your podcast. I enjoy it very much, and the things that you recommend, I naturally take to heart, and I want to try them. I want to try them on for size. Because I've listened to you, I admire you down through the years, the things you've done.
All right, but okay, go ahead.
All right, so, I mean, I don't know what...
Let him tell the story. Go ahead, Steve, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I got a half a dozen of these jalapeno peppers, and I really feel at this particular point in time, I need to tell you that I did, I'm not thinking of suing you, but I contacted my attorney, Dolores Blasgame, to see what kind of, what's my leeway on some things.
So you're considering legal action against me?
No, sir, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Then why'd you get an attorney? Why did you call your attorney?
Well, oh my God, am I being...
No, but dude, you're the guy...
Mr. Henry, you just went, no! And you're saying that I am out of line calling my attorney?
What? Look, you're the guy that, yes, you contacted your lawyer, Dolores Blasingame. Why?
Because I want to know if, and it's a big if I'm able to lodge a legal action against you for recommending cutting up jalapeno peppers and put them in a bottle of tequila, what exactly is your exposure? That's all.
Yeah, his exposure. But you want to know what his exposure is so you can look at it and everything.
Well, nobody thinks that's funny?
No, we don't. No, we don't, bud.
No.
No.
Nah, well, I thought it was sort of moderately funny, but not that I want to look at it.
God, forget about it then, okay?
There you go, bud. Now you're on to something. Let's just forget about it. Let's forget you said it.
Whatever, man.
Well, anyway, no, I don't. I want to know what your exposure is, not so I can get to look at it, you know? God, Dickman, you know?
All right, let's move past that.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, I called my attorney, Dolores Blasgame, and I said, you know...
What's your exposure?
Hey, bud.
But I swear to God, the only thing saving me from a homicide charge is the fact that Phil is between you and I. You're on the other side of the table.
Right. All right, so we got all of that out of the way, and we're not going to be killing anybody.
Yeah, jeez.
I said that Mr. Henry had been stuffing jalapenos. I said this to Dolores Blasingame.
Right.
Jalapeno peppers into a bottle, and I'm doing the same thing, and I did this afternoon at my home. I had a half a dozen jalapeno peppers, and I had a bottle of the Coraleo tequila, which is what you recommended.
Look at Steve. You know, just because I said I did something doesn't mean I recommended it.
Yeah, but again, you did it on your program, which automatically is.
Yeah, it's your exposure and stuff.
Bud,
all right, sorry.
Knock it the freaking hell. So.
Yeah, but Bud's right. So
I don't have any exposure here, man. You know, I opened up a bottle of tequila and I put some jalapeno peppers in it.
All right. Well, look at Mr. Ernie. I'm not saying. Sorry about that.
Well, you need some water or something, son.
Yeah. April Junior, get Daddy some water, will you, honey? Hold on, Mr. April Junior. Oh, it's my son. It's Steve Junior. What's with the wig? Okay. Get Daddy a glass of water. So I. Thank you. So I put the jalapeno peppers in the bottle of tequila. And then, after I'd done that, I put the cork in the bottle of tequila. I put it on a counter, as you have recommended.
You keep on talking about me. I never said for you to go and do this.
I know, Mr. Henry. I keep saying to you, Mr. Henry, you're admired by a great many people who want to do the things that you do.
Yes, but Steve, that is unfair to say because I admire Mr. Henry. He's responsible for any actions that I may take that may be injurious.
Now, that right there, what the lady said. Because you did something that might have hurt you.
I haven't said a damn thing yet, okay?
But my understanding is you did what? Didn't you unzip or something?
Oh, boy.
God, ha ha.
Yeah, you tried to tell you went to the bathroom and you unzipped it?
Yeah, you generally do when you go to the bathroom. Are you crazy?
But what happened, man? You suffered some burning?
Jeez. I had to tell you something. It's so childish.
Steve, you're the one that has called this program and wanted to put this on the air, and you also called your attorney. That, I would agree with Phil, is really too much. It shows a great lack of faith.
I'm not going to sue you, Mr. Henry. I'm trying to find out...
What my exposure is.
My exposure?
My exposure.
Yeah.
I called Dolores Blasky and I asked this. If I had been cutting up jalapeno peppers in my kitchen with an aim, with an eye toward putting them in a bottle of tequila and enjoying that tequila with the pepper flavoring later on in a couple of weeks, say around the Christmas, you know, the Christmas holiday, okay, and I suffered a resulting singeing, because I don't know what the...
How about burning?
It was burning, but it stung and singed, too, so...
And you suffered this burning on your skin?
Yes, exactly. What is Mr. Hendry's exposure on this? She said that she's going to look into it, and she'll get back to me.
Right, and I'll bet you $500 that she's going to come back and say, hey, Steve, you got a case. Boy, Bozell, that is the truth. That woman takes you for every dime you've got.
Are you guys kidding me or something? She's treated me good, okay?
How many cases has she won for you?
That is the question you can always keep asking.
Yeah, but she's never won a case for you and never has. And you keep, you know, she never won a case for you and she never has. Well, I mean, she's never won a case for you.
She's been a very good... She has been a very good counselor.
Look, Steve, at what point am I supposed to just hang this phone up now, man, and say, you know, I can't talk to you because my lawyer is not going to recommend it?
Well, what are you talking about? I'm trying to get someone to hear.
You want to pour out your case here, okay? You want to pour out your story here, and I'm not allowed to respond to it because now you're contemplating legal action against me.
All right, what if I told you that I'm not?
Well, I don't know, man. You'd have to get Dolores Blaziken to call up.
Who's she? Hold on for a minute. Hey, April, honey. Have Dolores Blaziken call us. I'm on with Phil Hendry right now. Whatever. My wife's going to have Dolores Blaziken.
All right, we're going to wait for the call over here.
Yeah, you do that, man, okay?
Hey, Bud's just working for me, okay? So Dolores is going to call?
Yes, she will. She should. Dolores is calling now.
This will be the first time we've had Dolores Blaziken on our air.
Yeah, I got Dolores Blaziken now.
All right, Dolores Blaziken joining us on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on our Newsmaker line. Ms. Blaziken, we haven't talked to you before. How you doing? That's Erica Dorton.
Oh, God. Honey, it's Erica Dorton.
God, Mr. Hendry.
Never mind. I don't want to talk to Dolores Blaziken, okay?
Mr. Hendry, I mean, she's my attorney.
I don't want to talk to her. If you're going to sue me or have legal action against me, I am going to have to speak to an attorney, and I can't talk to you at all.
Okay, I promise I won't sue you. I swear to God I won't sue you.
Well, he is on tape saying it, Phil. You have him stated. He has published that on these airwaves, and legally...
All right, I get it.
Call my attorney up and have Mr. Wireman.
Yeah, call Harvey Wireman.
Oh, yeah, right. You're going to have Wireman. I just had Dolores Blaziken call you.
That was Erica Dorton breathing into the phone.
Oh, shit. Erica Dorton. I know. I thought that's what you... Get off the extension, April, okay? I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Get Harvey Wireman on the phone.
All right, Harvey Wireman is my attorney from San Marino, California, and let's talk to Harvey right now about this situation.
I mean, God damn, man, you get your attorney involved.
You got your attorney involved, man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Harvey Wireman joining us from San Marino. Harvey, how are you doing?
Phil, how are you doing? It's great to talk to you.
I got Steve Bozell on the phone. Mr. Bozell, I think you know.
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, how you doing?
I'm great, Mr. Wireman. First of all, I want you to know I don't mean any...
Hold on for a minute. Harvey, Steve had an issue that I want to talk to you about.
Can you hold on for a minute? I'm about to go into a play. Orson's Last Jump. Do you know this play?
No, I don't. Where are you?
I'm in Hollywood right now. I'm standing outside the theater at the little Coronet.
Okay, the Coronet.
Yeah, I think this isn't Hollywood. We're in La Cienega. Orson's Last Jump is great. It's a play about a guy that jumps from the top of a building about 65 floors and hits the cement. Looks like a bag of clothes. They don't know what happens to the guy. And
All right, that sounds really interesting, but Stephen Bozell is on the line with us.
That sounds interesting, Mr. Wireman. Where's that at?
It's at the Coronet here on La Cienega. You know, if you...
All right, can we talk about this later?
All right, sorry about that.
Okay, I don't mean to yell at you.
Yeah, never mind me, Phil. You're just interrupting my evening.
Well, you're my attorney, and you said to call any time.
All right.
Stephen Bozell. Steve, tell him the story.
Mr. Wireman, I'm Stephen Bozell.
Yes, sir.
And I heard Mr. Hendry talking about chopping up jalapeno peppers and putting them into a bottle of tequila, and he said it's a really good drink, you know.
Yeah, I've heard Hendry talk about that before.
Okay, so I did, and after I got done, I went to the bathroom, and I, at that time and in that place, I needed to relieve myself. I reached down to touch the area to...
So you reached down and grabbed your...
Yes, sir. I took the penis into my hand, And I got done. I finished up. I washed my hands. As I was walking out of the bathroom, I'd say two steps out of the bathroom, it started to, I felt the burn begin. It singed her. Oh.
So the jalapeno pepper juice burned the penis.
Yes, sir. That is correct. And it was so painful that I let out a scream because my daughter came running in from the other room. She was playing jacks with a friend of hers, and my wife come in, too.
So you let out a scream.
Yeah, I did two steps out of the bathroom, and then I was brought to my knees.
All right, and you were going to have your lawyer contact me.
Whoa, hold the phone, will you, Phil? I'm talking to this gentleman. Right, so you were brought to your knees from the pain.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And this was as a result of something that Mr. Henry recommended.
Well, Mr. Henry, yes, sir, it was.
Did Mr. Henry recommend that you touch your penis after peeling these palpitations? What are these things called?
It's a jalapeno pepper. Well, no, sir, he didn't.
All right, so at no time did Mr. Henry say, cut up a jalapeno pepper, about six of them. How many did you cut up?
Well, probably about a half a dozen.
All right, a half a dozen. And then be sure to touch your penis so you get that acidic jalapeno pepper juice all over the penis, and you scream leaving a bathroom. Is that what you did? You screamed?
It was painful, sir. It was painful. You can, April, didn't you hear me scream? Yeah, I did. That's enough. Thanks.
That's your wife, huh?
No, that's my son. Yes, it's my wife.
All right, I'm just trying to. So, Mr. Henry recommended this.
No, Mr. Henry did not recommend that.
All right, and who is the attorney of record?
My attorney is Dolores Blazegame.
And you were going to have her call Mr. Henry?
No, sir. I just wanted to know if Mr. Henry had exposure, that's all.
Had exposure?
Okay, if you guys are going to laugh at me.
Well, I think what he was saying, essentially, Harvey, even though Mr. Bozell is a friend of the show, I think he wanted to see whether or not he had a case, you know?
Yeah, well, I know all about you guys. You want to see if you got a case. You're sitting there thinking that you're going to get money out of my client because my client is a radio talk show, whatever he is, and you think he's loaded to the teeth. Isn't that right?
Well, I mean, no, but, you know, if I want to get a taste, you know.
Oh, you want to get a taste?
You want to get a taste of what?
Yeah, probably get a taste of his penis.
Oh, why don't you shut up, Dickman?
See, that's the kind of thing, that's what I would bring Dolores Blazegame in on, okay? A comment like that I think is unright. It's unright.
No, it's unright. Do you want to sue my client, Mr. Henry?
No, sir, I don't. All I wanted to say was, as a result of what Mr. Henry recommended, and I, in full faith, like a lot of his fans do, you know, and I went.
Like a lot of Phil's fans do, they did what he does, and you wound up burning your penis, essentially.
Well, I mean, God damn, Margaret, you're just really conversing with this, aren't you?
Let me tell you something, Harvey. Enough of this garbage is on this program day in and day out. I've got to be conversing with it, all right? What do you mean I'm really conversing with it?
Well, he's asking about...
Don't worry about it, bud.
Look, okay, what I'm saying is this. If you have no claim to Mr. Henry, I want to go in and see Orson's Last Leap. It's a guy that falls...
I know, a guy that jumps 65 floors and then hits the street and all that's left are clothes?
Yeah, all they find are his clothes after he hits the street, and the whole play is about... What happened to Orson in the last leap?
That sounds very interesting, sir. Is that...
Okay, thanks a lot, Harvey. It's been great talking to you.
Well, wait a minute. You got me all the way out here to do...
Harvey Wireman, thank you. Mr. Bozell, do you have any further claim?
Mr. Henry, I never had no claim. All I was trying to...
Well, how are you feeling now? Yeah, what's it feel like now?
Yeah. Do you have to put a Band-Aid on her or something?
You know... I can tell you, I got way better things to do. I got bigger fish to fry.
Look, Steve, you come on this program, nothing but idiots are here, and you're talking about how you burned your penis after peeling some jalapeno peppers that we told you to peel. That's what your claim is. I told you to peel them.
No, you didn't tell me, but I want to copy the stuff that you do. I don't know, man. I'm just...
Yeah, you want to copy the stuff I do until you burn your penis because you were peeling jalapeno peppers. You know what, son? Here's a real great rule of thumb. Dealing with jalapeno peppers, that I gotta cook that cheeses.
Yeah, talk about boiled sausage.
It'll cook it right off of you.
You know, and that's what I was afraid of, because when I walked out, we have that tape recording.
Bud has the... Did you send him a file?
I sent Bud the file, and this is...
This is Mr. Bozell. How did this get recorded?
This got recorded by my son, Steve Senior. I mean, Steve Junior, because he had his iPhone on, and he was singing some song or something like that. What he was doing, and he was singing a song, recorded for an iPod, for the podcast.
For a podcast?
Yeah, he was my son, Steve Jr. He had it, and I lifted it off of the recording. And so I'm not trying to scare anything, Mr. Henry, but, Bud, you have that?
Yeah, I got it right here. We got to put you on hold, okay? Hey, Mr. Basil, we got to put you on hold.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Steve Bozell is on hold right now. Let's listen to this thing.
Yeah, he comes out of the bathroom, according to the email he sent me, he comes out of the bathroom, and then the burning begins.
Watch it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, okay, that's real funny. You should have been me at that moment, but all of a sudden I go, wait a second, I just touched it, and I've had jalapeno juice.
So it suddenly occurred to you.
Yeah, it occurred to me, and I'm going, oh my God, you know, I've just touched it, and I've got jalapeno juice, and it's draped all over it. So... Yeah, thanks for playing that. I wish you would tell me beforehand you're going to play it.
Sorry, but it was right there. The button was right there.
Yeah, but play it when we ask for it.
All right, Bud, that's enough.
Bud, this isn't fun. A man's pain is not funny, usually.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, Steve, look, I apologize, and I tell you what I will do for you, all right? Here's what I'm going to do for you, Steve. I'm going to give you free a world-famous Phil Hendry Show coffee cup for you to use and to enjoy, and thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, get a load of this guy. Well, Steve, what do you want?
Not me, I don't know. Shot glass or something.
Okay, we'll throw in a shot glass.
Shot glass?
Well, what do you want? Oh, he wants the hangover. That's the four shot glasses.
That's what you used to sell, Mr. Henry, back when you had shot glasses and everything. Now you don't do it.
Okay, man, the shot glass. I'll send you four shot glasses and a Phil Hendry Show coffee mug, okay?
I would very much appreciate that, Mr. Henry. Thank you very much, sir. And because it was painful, and...
I want to ask you something. When you start screaming, what is happening there?
Right away, I go, oh, my God, I just touched it. Okay?
Yeah? A lot of guys have thought that. A lot of women have thought that, probably. I bet your wife, April, you know what? That was wrong.
How dare you bring my wife up?
That was bad, General. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. You saying she screams and everything?
When you touched it...
When I touched it, suddenly the burning began. And then I blacked out, sort of. I went to my knees, and then I got back up again and started staggering forward.
You went to your knees?
Yeah, because I knew my daughter came running going, Daddy, you okay? And then I got back up, and she said I was walking like Frankenstein. And she said, Mommy, Daddy's walking like Frankenstein. And all I could do was just to keep on staggering forward. And
what do you mean, walk like Frankenstein?
Because when I was brought to my knees by the pain, and my daughter came in, I had to get myself up. So as I staggered forward, my knees were kind of knocking together. I was pigeon-toed, but I had my hands out in front of me, staggering and staggering. And she goes, Mommy, you know, Daddy's he's doing the Frankenstein. And I'm like, God damn it. Thank you so very much.
You cannot hang up, and you know that.
Yeah, I do. And you know what, Mr. Henry? I don't want to be brought on your program ever again. And I just want to lay this on you right now. I don't want to be brought on your program ever.
Steve Bozell on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, I didn't want to do two penis bits in a row.
Oh, for God. What's going on now?
No, but Chris Norton
has a legal question having to do with Twitter. So we'll talk to Chris Norton. We come back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Bozell, and Phil Hendry has been a good friend of mine for down through the years, and I know he's been a good friend to you, too. And the best thing to do to repay Mr. Henry's kindness is to get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. When you do that, you get a subscription for a month or a year. You become a member of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass family. You are a part of the chats that we have on Friday nights, and you can go back and forth with other listeners, get your name on the map, and be a part of that big family as you listen to 40,000-plus hours of some of the greatest radio, what has ever happened, and everything like that. And I'm just trying to say that I'm not trying to say I'm suing him or anything like that. But, Jesus, man. You know, I come out of the bathroom just as pretty as you please. Man, it stung and burned, and it burned and it stung.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. Get it today.
Or you can get it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be open tomorrow, too.
World famous Phil Henry Show at the El Pacifico in Southern California. Earlier we heard the Irma and Louise. Here are the C'est La Vie's.
Oh, I love the C'est La Vie's. From, are they from Montreal?
They're from like Montreal and New York. C'est La Vie's. One of our favorite bands here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Chris Norton joining us from Throb City Productions in Manhattan Beach. And Chris joins us on the Newsmaker line from his studio there. Good afternoon, Chris.
Mr. Henry.
Can you tell me, we just talked to Steve Bozell, as fate would have it, about some burning that he suffered on that particular area of the body that you and I are going to be talking about, but your situation is different. I know it's a legal situation. I wish we could be doing this on a different day, but I know that you are busy, right?
Well, I mean, I'm planning on traveling to the Boston area. I'm going to be looking at different, some actors, and I'll be talking to some filmmakers in Boston.
Okay, so you're leaving and you can't be on the...
I would not be available to be on your podcast.
Okay, tell me the beef you have with Twitter and what you're doing about it.
Yes, sir. I know, and a great many people know, that Twitter...
And maybe I should tell people, you make adult films, you're an adult film producer and an adult film actor, right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
All right, so I have been aware of the fact that Twitter has been putting on a lot of tweets that is the disclaimer that is factually incorrect.
Just these are different political tweets, right?
Yes, ma'am. Different political tweets saying this is factually incorrect, that's factually incorrect. Now, I talked to Rudy Bergabo over here at Probe Central. And
what is Probe Central? Is that another adult film?
It's a production house, yeah, Probe Central. And he said that if you say, I'm Res Rod, that's my stage name. Res Rod is coming up on, Cess's base, Blast Off of Mars, because we're doing a re-release of that movie.
What is the name of this?
It was a re-release. We're doing a re-release of the film, Cess in Space.
Sex in Space, Blast Off to Mars.
Yes, sir. It's the first and only, that I know of, only sex scene done in weightlessness. We got on the C-25 Convoy Air Force jet that did a plummet, and we were weightless.
What are you telling me? You guys had sex in the weightlessness of outer space?
It wasn't outer space, man.
No, this was the jet or the plane they use for when they're training astronauts.
Yes, sir. And we did at that time, have sex. I had sex with... I did actually a scene with Stephanie Bunlove and Melissa Gobb. And
what? Stephanie Bunlove and Melissa Gobb?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what's the... That doesn't approve? You don't approve, Margaret? I'm trying to get these names.
All right, so you did this scene, this weightless scene. This is a part of the film Sex in Space, Blast Off to Mars.
Yes, sir. And it's part of the advertisement. See Chris Norton uses space hose in ways what you've never seen. Okay, so I was worried.
See Chris Norton what?
Uses space hose in ways what you've never seen.
Uses space hose.
Uses space hose in ways you've never seen.
Yes, that's right, Ms. Gray. That's
okay, and so?
And so I was talking to Rudy. He said, well, it's possible that they're going to flag it.
They could flag as being false information.
Yeah, they may flag as being, oh, yeah, right, your space hose. You probably got, they'll do a lot of insulting things. And I wanted to make sure that my attorneys got out in front of this, that I am verifiable, that I think that I'm verifiable in terms of, I don't have a hose, but I have a large, as we advertise in the film, see Chris Norton, he's got a very large space elevator.
A large space elevator.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's euphemistic for the size of your penis.
That is correct. Now, we're afraid that Twitter is going to say, no, that's factually incorrect. And I want to get out in front of this because I had about 6 months ago, I tweeted out that it was big and they flagged it.
Twitter flagged your comment that you had a big penis.
Well, Ms. Gray, I'm trying to not say... I talk dirty.
Just say what you're trying to say.
All right. I said I had an 8.5 foot, not 8.5 foot.
8.5 foot, yeah, right.
8.5 inches, man. And they flagged, this information is disputed.
Well, who disputed it?
Some, probably, it was probably the guys over at I personally, I think it was the guys over at Probe International. You know, I think that's what that who done it.
The guys at Probe, this competing.
So these are, it's a competing sex house.
It's a competing prostate company. So I want to just get out in front of it and say to people, you know, the advertisement's going to be, see, Chris Norton, Seth in space, blast off of Mars. Mr. Norton's space elevator will be in full functionality. And you know what we mean, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And
that's what it's going to say.
Yes, sir. So that we don't get flagged again by Twitter, I'm not going to say, yeah, check out Mr. Norton's 8.5-inch space monkey. You know?
8.5?
Yeah, you're right, space. Yeah, it probably is like a space monkey.
Whatever that means, man.
All right, why don't you clowns knock it? All right, Chris, so we are well advised.
Yeah, and I want people to know that, so that what Twitter's doing could very well be hashable.
We have a gentleman on the line. He's a social media expert. His name's Jarvis Gavanaugh, and he's on the line.
Right. Jarvis Gavanaugh is, as Bud said, on the line with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show to talk about what the likelihood is, I guess, of this happening. Chris, you want to talk to him? Mr. Gavanaugh, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. Can you tell us what the likelihood is of Mr. Norton's penis, you know, him claiming he has a large penis being flagged by Twitter?
It's very unlikely because Twitter would have to have a verifiable certificate or citation from anyone that was disputing that. I take it that Mr. Norton's claim about, in this instance, Mr. Norton, this is an 8.5-inch long penis that is your penis, right?
Yes, sir, that's it.
All right, that's okay. Who would be in a position to dispute that?
Nobody would be, because
what about girlfriends?
You know, every girlfriend that I've had would be very, very mush, you know, and they would be able to verification it, you know.
You mean verify?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I don't see any problems. So Twitter would have to have a verifiable or a verificational statement from someone saying, he does not have an 8.5-inch penis. I know I've seen it or seen him or it. Or, you know, it's an it.
Yeah, it.
Well, I know, but we've, you know, there's some guys that they call their penis like Jim or, you know, me. I call mine Mr. Gavanaugh. I know that's too much information.
Yes, it is. Why don't you stick to why you're on the program?
Why I'm on the program? I was paid $50 here by Mr. Dickman.
So anyway, Chris, that guy...
Okay, well, let me ask a question. Is that guy for real?
Yeah, the guy was for real. I paid the guy $50 as he said he needed to have $50.
Well, how do we know anything the guy said is true?
Well, he's a social media expert.
He's a social media expert. Anyway, Chris, I think you're probably, if you'll pardon the expression, in good hands.
In good hands. That was last night. I was with Mary Beth Beaverton.
All right, folks. A beautiful thing. A beautiful, beautiful thing.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Chris Norton, and thank you, Steve Bozell, and thank you guys for this Monday here, the 14th of December. We got Jackie coming to town in 2 days.
Oh, Jackie will be in town, and I guess you'll be showing her around.
Wherever I have, whatever I haven't shown her, she'll be seeing on Wednesday.
God damn, sir.
Oh, God, I want to kill him.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a happy...
Yeah, a happy blue year, you know? A blue year, because of...
Why, because of Chris Norton and his 8.5-inch dick?
Do you mind?
Sorry.
Happy Blue Year.
How you spelling blue, man?